T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's 9:42, 18 before 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL, and I'm not trying to be flippant here, but for those of us that were Breaking Bad fans and we saw the finale and we thought that might have been kind of far-fetched, apparently not, if you believe what some are saying happened in Iran, and I guess Israel is claiming credit for it. Our guest is Colonel Jeff McCausland, retired military CBS analyst. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Tommy, good morning to you, sir.
A pleasure to talk to you as always. Before we get to the method, which I don't know if you were a Breaking Bad fan or not, but it's kind of hard for that not to conjure up that image. Who was it that was killed and why is it of note?
Well, the guy who was killed, his name was Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, and he is an Iranian nuclear scientist, which has been described by many people as the father of Iran's nuclear program. Some have even compared him to Robert Oppenheimer, who led the United States through the Manhattan Project, which produced our first nuclear weapon during World War II. So he was of singular importance in the development of the Iranian nuclear program, and many believe also singularly important in the eventual development of a nuclear weapon by the Iranians, should they decide to do so over time.
And he was killed by, what are the Israelis saying?
Well, the Israelis really aren't saying too much, and the silence is somewhat deafening. The Iranians have certainly claimed that Israeli agents conducted this particular attack. They also may have been supported by a couple of Iranian revolutionary groups, one based in Paris, one based elsewhere in the region, which have been trying to overturn the Tehran regime for a number of years. But as you suggested, I'm not a Breaking Bad fan. My son was, and I watched part of it, but you would have to say that what happened came right out of a Hollywood movie or TV program, in that he was traveling, as he often did, by circuitous routes with a long line of security vehicles in his convoy. When he was attacked, initially it was reported that a truck bomb had exploded, and then gunmen on motorcycles appeared and machine gunned his vehicle. There has been a subsequent report that actually there was a machine gun mounted on the back of a truck, which was being operated by remote control, that actually did the actual shooting. And the Iranians have now claimed that the attackers may well have used satellite coordination as well as satellite imagery to, in fact, conduct this attack. So something right out of, at least for a guy like me, James Bond, if not out of Breaking Bad.
Well, I don't know if you saw the finale or not, but that was pretty much it. To Iran's nuclear program.
Well, it's hard to say. One would have to argue, I think, that though he was very important at this stage, I don't think he's necessarily irreplaceable. And certainly they have others in line who can pick up where he left off. It'll be a short-term, at least, setback, but I don't think we're going to see this end the Iranian nuclear program in any way, shape, or form. And quite frankly, it might mean for the Iranians that they accelerate their activities and even cooperate even less with the International Atomic Energy Agency, which has been monitoring the Iranian program as part and parcel of the Iran nuclear deal, or JCPOA, which to a degree at least the Iranians still comply with, as do the other signatories to that agreement, that being Germany, France, the United Kingdom, the Chinese, and the Russians. The United States, of course, having withdrawn from that agreement by the direction of President Trump back in 2018.
Would Israel do this without the United States knowing about it, or would they? First of all, do you think it was Israel that did it?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty confident the Israelis did this. And the Israelis had actually conducted a policy of so-called targeted killing, and I have actually had discussion with people in the Mossad who've told me that the Israelis do conduct targeted killings as a matter of policy, not only against nuclear scientists, but they've taken out individual terrorist leaders all across the Middle East region at one period of time. And if you go back to about 2007 and forward from that, they conducted a number of attacks against those involved with the Iran nuclear program. That effort against scientists seemed to end about 2012, so this is the first attack against a scientist that we've seen. Some suggest this may be an example of where the Israelis have decided to renew that particular policy option going ahead, but it seems in all likelihood that the Mossad did this. Whether or not the United States knew about it is somewhat conjectural. So far, at least, I have not seen where a major Iranian leader has publicly argued that the United States was, in fact, complicit in this attack. That being said, it would seem very likely that the United States might have been involved. Clearly, back in August, there was an al-Qaeda leader in Iran, who was killed by probably Mossad agents. And some believe that was at the behest of the United States. We asked the Israelis to conduct that for us. We know Secretary Pompeo, had been in Israel only a few days before this attack and met with Netanyahu. So I'd be a little surprised if the United States was not made aware. But obviously, at this point, there's no concrete evidence to that fact.
So now, how likely is it that Iran retaliates covertly, overtly? What is that likely to look like, et cetera?
I think it's very likely that the Iranians will retaliate. And President Rouhani has basically said they will do so at a time and place of their choosing. Now, the whole question will be that in the near term or the longer term. Extremists, more conservative people in Iran and leaders have argued for an immediate response. One major newspaper in Tehran even calling for an immediate missile attack against Haifa, the major Mediterranean port in Israel, in response to this particular attack. So I think it's very likely that they will respond. How quickly remains to be seen. Some Iranian leaders seem to believe that this is an effort on the part of the Israelis to sort of bait them into a response, which they think would then frustrate any possibility of the Iranian regime negotiating with the Biden administration once it is inaugurated in January about reducing sanctions for the Iranians returning to the Iran nuclear deal.
How likely is it, pardon me, that Israel views a window between now and when Joe Biden is inaugurated that if they're going to take any aggressive action, now perhaps is the time to do it when they can do it with approval, of tacit approval of the United States?
Well, I think, Tom, you just described well why they conducted this attack right now. Precisely that reason. They realize that there's about eight weeks until the Trump administration ends. Mr. Netanyahu has described President Trump as the greatest friend that Israel has ever had in the White House in its history, and probably knew that he could conduct this attack and would get little to no blowback from the White House in conducting that right now. Second of all, of course, Netanyahu has been a very outspoken opponent to the Iran nuclear deal, JCPOA, and back in 2015, as a world leader, did something unprecedented, and that is appear before a joint session of the United States Congress to denounce a policy by the Obama administration, that being the nuclear deal, publicly doing so, saying it was a bad deal, we don't need this deal. And so he also may think that by conducting this attack now, he will frustrate or torpedo any chance the Biden administration might have to reverse policy and bring the United States back into the JCPOA or Iran nuclear deal.
Anything we're missing, Colonel, you want to add?
Well, I think it's a very tense period of time, and I think people probably, enjoyed their Thanksgiving dinner and didn't pay a whole lot of attention about the killing of a nuclear scientist that they'd never heard of. Mm-hmm. But this could be a very tense period of time for the next 8 weeks. And as I was thinking about this last night, I was reminded of a story that Jack Kennedy, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, was talking to his brother Robert. And he had just finished reading a new book that came out in 1962 called The Guns of August by Barbara Tuchman, which talks about the what happened that caused the First World War to occur. And as he turned to Robert as they were talking about quarantining and blockading Cuba with naval vessels, and he said, I really wish we could send a copy of that book to every Navy officer on that on every ship right now so they could read it.
Thank you, Colonel. I appreciate your time. I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon.
Tommy, have a great day.
You too, sir. All right, taking a break, coming back, finding out what Newell Norman has for us here on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.